Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we're going to be talking about a courageous way, and shared about that some yesterday in the message at Deer Run. We want to kind of break that down throughout the week and look at different aspects of the way we ought to live, the way that God equips us to live, and consider in our prayer time how well we're doing in this courageous way. And we're going to kick it off with kind of a tough topic, if you think about it for very long, is a perfect way. And sometimes I think I hear that, and probably you hear it as well, and our first reaction is, well, that's not even possible. But we're going to take a look today at what God says. And out of 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 33, it says, "It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect." Now, when we consider the way that we live, the way that we walk, the way that we talk, the way life happens, we're looking at an overall theme this week from Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9, where God declares, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And so when we keep that in mind in regard to a perfect way, it ought to become pretty apparent that it can't be our way and be perfect, because there's a better way. God's way. There are times we look at something, we see something, we hear something, and we say, well, that was perfect. And I wonder, was it? I think many times when we say that, we mean it was perfect for the time, or it was perfect for the place, it was perfect for the situation or the circumstance. It's not that we're declaring that there was no room for improvement, although perhaps occasionally that's true, but we're declaring it was just right for that particular time, for that moment. It was just right for the occasion. And when we think about a perfect way, it's as fascinating that the Bible says that not only does God arm us with strength, He makes our way perfect. Well, the only way that really can happen is if we continually grow in following His way, because His ways are higher and better. So ours can't be perfect on our own. And so it's important that we stop and we step back a moment and consider, what does it look like to live with God's ways in mind, to pursue His way in whatever it is I'm going to do today? I don't know what your day looks like. It may be going to work. It may be watching your children. It may be having a day off. It may be an uncertain day. You may be retired and haven't decided yet what your day is going to look like. It may be cleaning house. It may be visiting friends. Whatever it is, to ask yourself, what would it look like for my way to be perfect today? And as you consider the answer, consider God's word. And realize that for your way to be perfect, it must follow what God says. Now, in the technical sense, I'm not sure that we can reach perfection here on earth. Our flesh gets too involved in our decision making, in our thoughts, in our actions. But it's that desire, it's that continual growth, it's calling out to God and seeking His way. There are so many times that we go through life kind of like I drive. I'm sometimes described as a scenic driver. I get in mind where I'm going and I kind of look at the route ahead of time, but I then sort of make it up as I go. And sometimes it works out really well, and other times we do a lot of wandering before I kind of zero in on the destination. And it's definitely not a perfect way of getting there. The perfect way would be to ask for directions and then follow them. I think we often live life that way because, well, while not perfect, it can be a rather fun way. I was in Utah a year ago, a little over a year now, and decided to take a back road that wasn't really much of a road, and it was primarily an ATV trail, but the sign called it a road. The only other modes of transportation we saw were off-road vehicles. And I had a general idea where it should go, but I reached a point on this trail that I could see the road that I wanted to end up on, but this trail that I was on seemed to be going in a different direction and up the side of a pretty steep hill. Some might have called it a mountain, but I began to get a little nervous. And was I getting myself into something that I wouldn't be able to get out of? And finally, one of these off-road vehicles came by and said that, yes, if I just kept going up, I would soon crest the peak, and it would be a downhill descent to the road that I wanted. And it was comforting to know that this was the right way, and that I wasn't getting myself further into trouble or further away from my destination. The Bible says that whether you turn to the right or the left, you will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it." And when we look to live with a perfect way, it's important that we listen to God through His Spirit, through His Word. Everything confirmed by His Word. And find comfort and encouragement in knowing that this is the way. This is God's way. This perfect way that we seek is obtained by following the path that God reveals in His Word. And so we follow a path of forgiveness, of love, of mercy, of understanding, of listening, of serving. And all of those things that we find in God's Word, all of those things that are His instructions to us as His children, create the map for the perfect way that God wants us to live. And whether we choose to do whatever grabs our attention occupationally, I think there are specific callings that God puts in people's lives. But I think many times He equips us and gifts us and gives us that freedom to do the work that we're good at and that we're productive at. And in the midst of that, calls us to walk in this perfect way that uses His Word as a guide. Not only for how we work, but for how we treat those we work with. When we realize that God has not left us alone, He's not left us without information and instruction, then we begin to look to His Word to be that roadmap for every day. And when we reach a point where we feel like we're lost, the very best thing we can do is to sit down and pause and gaze deeply into God's Word and seek direction from Him. And sometimes I think the enemy wants us to think that we're too far in, we're too lost, we're too out on our own to ever reach the destination we originally set out for. But when we turn to God and ask for His perfect way, often we find that the destination that we're going to, the path that we really need to be on, isn't nearly as far away as we thought. In fact, it's just a single step away as we step toward God and away from self. And that one step puts us back on that path to a perfect way. I love the verse that we looked at from 2 Samuel, because not only does it say that God makes our way perfect, but He makes the way possible for that by arming us with strength. He gives us the strength and the ability, the thing that we need the most, to have this perfect way comes from God. The very faith that we have in God, the very belief, has been planted in our life by Him. And what an incredible thing to realize that when we turn to God, when we walk with God every day, we may have steps which stumble and we may fall occasionally. We may look at the overall day-to-day life and say, today was not perfect. But when we look at the big picture, we can see that God does make our way perfect. He makes it just right for who we are as we walk with Him and we walk towards Him. I believe that's the perfect way that we can live, is it's a path that leads us closer and closer to God every day. It's not that every step may be perfect, but the path itself, the way that we walk, is leading us in the right way, the perfect way. And the perfect way to live is a way that takes us closer to God. As we spend time praying today, I would ask that you consider where your life is leading you. Are you on a perfect way? A way that takes you to God? Or is the way that you're living, well, more of a self-led way? God's desire is that we would look at Him. And with our eyes fixed on Jesus, we would journey home. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love calls us to a perfect way, but because You love us, You make the way perfect for us. And even when our steps are not always what they ought to be, we can walk in this perfect way as we remain steadfast in our pursuit of You. And while we may struggle to be perfect, the way in which we walk, the path that we take, can help us to grow, can help us to know and understand, accept and follow Your way. Father, we confess there's so many times that we really do want it our way. We want self to be satisfied. And in those times, may we confess and turn to You and ask You to fill us with a greater desire for everything in our life to be Your way, to be that perfect way. Father, as we grow, may we continue to not only walk in Your way, but to help others to see the joy and peace that comes through a walk with You. Father, may we continually live in humility. May this perfect way that You set before us not lead to arrogance on our part, as if we've done anything to accomplish it, but may it lead to a greater submission and humility as we live grateful to You for improving our life, for making our way better, for making our way perfect. Father, I do continually pray that when we stumble, when we get off path, that we would look to You. We would turn to Your Word, that we would find that we're not as far away as we might think we are. And that Your love and Your Spirit and Your strength would bring us back to that perfect way. Father, on all of the decisions we make today, whether we think they are spiritual decisions or not, may we realize that they all ought to be made according to Your way, according to Your Word, according to how You would have us to live and respond and act and love and serve. So God, today, may the way that we live, the way that we walk, the way that we work, may all of it be in the process of becoming perfect, because we're following a perfect way, a way of salvation through Jesus Christ. Father, Your Word tells us that there's no other name under heaven given by which people can be saved. And because it is the only way, it is the perfect way. May we live life proclaiming Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life. And may we not only be those that come to Him and find life in Him, but may we be those that share Him with others. And as we lift up Jesus today, may many be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning, a devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.